poll, Trump is most favorable candidate in Republican field. By Hannah Blow on June 8, 2023. Former President Donald Trump has the highest favorability in the Republican primary field. Roughly 2 weeks after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's official entrance into the presidential race, this week's Morning Consult survey found. The survey, which found Trump continuing to lead the pack by 34 points, also examined the favorability of candidates and potential challengers. Trump has the highest rating among potential Republican primary voters, as 75% have a favorable view of the former president, compared to 23% who have an unfavorable view. DeSantis comes 7 points behind, with 68% viewing him favorably. This figure is consistent with the percentage he saw in March. However, the percentage who view him unfavorably is on the rise. In March, 13% had an unfavorable view of DeSantis. That figure has now jumped 6 points, to 19%. Further, 5% now say they have never heard of him. Despite 57% viewing former Vice President Mike Pence favorably, he has the largest percentage of unfavorable views, as nearly one-third, 32%, view him unfavorably. Meanwhile, 50% view former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley favorably, compared to 15% who do not. Haley, Senator Tim Scott, and anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy appear to suffer from a lack of name recognition, as 19%, 23%, and 29% said they have never heard of them, in that order. That portion of the survey was taken June 1 to 4, 2023, among 823 potential GOP primary voters. It has a +/4% margin of error. The results follow an Economist/YouGov survey released in late May, which found Trump's net favorability rating reaching an all-time high. As Breitbart News reported, according to data from this particular survey, Trump's net favorability has increased significantly since December, shortly after the official launch of his 2024 presidential bid. In December, for example, Trump's favorability was underwater among registered voters, as 41% viewed him at least somewhat favorably, compared to 55% who did not, a net of minus 14. He showed a slight improvement in March, reducing his net approval to minus 8. The following month, it shrank even more, to minus 3. The latest results show Trump now breaking even in this survey, with 49% of registered voters viewing him at least somewhat favorably and 49% viewing him at least somewhat unfavorably, a 14-point swing over the last few months. On Monday, Trump weighed in on the current state of the race and blasted some of his challengers who have criticized him. Many say don't punch down when talking about people like Chris Sununu, Sloppy Chris Christie, Aida Hutchinson, or others. But sometimes it's necessary to talk badly about those that, for no reason other than politics, speak badly about you, Trump wrote on Truth Social. You have to put them in proper perspective, you have to put them in their place, he added. / Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie launched his 2024 presidential campaign Tuesday.